I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says the investigation into the death of a pedestrian who was hit by a vehicle driven by the state's attorney general is taking too long. Noem says the Hyde County Sheriff's Office should have decided by now whether or not Attorney General Jason Roundsburg should be indicted for the death of 55-year-old Joe Boever in September. Authorities say Roundsburg was distracted when he drifted onto the shoulder and struck Boever, but have not provided further details. Noem said in an email to the Sioux Falls Argus Leader that the fact the investigation has lasted more than 100 days is, quote, a disservice to the victim's family. The number of new unemployment claims processed in South Dakota dropped by nearly a quarter during the most recent reporting week. The South Dakota Department of Labor and Regulation processed almost 700 new claims for unemployment benefits during the week that ended on December 19th. However, the economy continued to see the impact of the coronavirus pandemic, with unemployment numbers remaining higher than before the pandemic started in the U.S. Governor Kristi Noem has pointed to the state's relatively healthy economy to defend her decision to forego orders to slow viral outbreaks. And Iowa State has the Associated Press's Big 12 Offensive and Defensive Players of the Year and the league's top coach. The awards come after the Cyclones' best conference season ever. Running back Breece Hall is the unanimous choice for top offensive player with his league-best 130 yards rushing per game and 19 touchdowns. Linebacker Mike Rose was selected as the top defender. He had 90 tackles this season and 4 interceptions, and that tied for the league record. Iowa State was 8-1 in Big 12 play in the regular season. It was a school record for conference wins. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas Eve, and thanks for listening this holiday season.